Well, she doesn't need any introduction, but let me introduce her anyway. Kerry, for those that don't know, leader of River, over to you to talk to us about 2021.
Thank you, Simon, and good morning, River family. I can see we've got 104 participants at the moment. That's amazing. Welcome to you all, and Happy New Year if I haven't already seen you and said that so far. Well, this morning, when I was preparing for what to say, I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go and have a look at what I said back in January 2020 in this River Together of 2020. But that's going to be interesting. Now, I know that none of you will remember what I said. I could barely remember what I said, but I talked about three things, and this is quite fascinating. First of all, I asked us all a question. At the start of 2020, I said, do you want this year just to be like the last one? Or are you ready for God to do something new in you and in our church? Well, moving on. I called us to courage. Courage in a radical passion for Jesus. Courage in revealing Jesus to those around us. And courage in loving and serving one another. And oh my goodness, we've needed to walk in all of that courage this year, haven't we? And thirdly, I talked about living without hurry, creating space to know Jesus more deeply. And I recommended this book, John Mark Comer's Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And I think this year a lot of people have had time to read it. And it's just interesting how, for many people, our lifestyles have changed in 2020. It's interesting when you look back, isn't it? So, for this year, where to for 2021? And what I want to do is really briefly, just this morning, talk about three things before we move on into some other things. First of all, I want to remind us of our vision and our mission as River Church. In all the isolating and the scattering that's gone on this year, let's reunite around our River vision. And secondly, I want us to remember our prophetic call from God as River Church. And then thirdly, we're going to look at some of the plans we have for 2021. So, first of all, our vision and our mission as River. Let's just think, why are we here as River Church? Now, Tim, I think you've got, there we go, a slide up for us. There is our River vision wheel. It's looking a bit blurred, so I'll tell you what it says. Right in the very middle is our vision statement that we are here to bring the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are. And we do that by looking on the face of Christ, by loving everyone we meet, and by living like heaven is near. Looking on the face of Christ, guys, it has to start here because we need to experience the life of Jesus ourselves in order to bring it to others. And we've learnt this year, haven't we? It is not just about attending church on Sundays. It's about knowing God ourselves in the day-to-day, in our own homes. We need to be setting time aside for him and making our relationship with him our first priority. Now, second thing, loving everyone we meet. And we have needed to step that up in 2020, haven't we? Loving one another in our church family, loving our neighbours, loving our communities as we face this pandemic together. And loving everyone is how we are known to be the followers of Jesus. By our love, we'll be known as his followers. And it's also how we know that we are living in the love of God by the love that we have for our brothers and sisters. So, looking on the face of Christ, loving everyone we meet, and living like heaven is near. All of us bringing the goodness of the kingdom of God to earth. And you know, that includes praying those big, brave prayers, looking for God to break into our world miraculously. So River Family, that's what we unite around. That vision, that mission as God's people in our area, not just attending church on Sundays. So what about, secondly, what about our prophetic call? And I love this. You know, we are a pioneer church and we are called to pioneer for the gospel. We have had prophetic words spoken us about being cutting edge pioneers, bringing a fresh expression of how God wants to be known, being a pioneering family who will be the people of God in this region who break new ground. That we're the place where God says, my spirit will move in miracles, in intercession, in salvation. Oh my goodness, don't we want to live in the fullness of that pioneering prophecy? And I want to remind you of the word that Stephen Klemick brought for us maybe 18 months, 2 years ago, the R's for River. Do you remember that? He talked at that time about renovation, restoration, renewal, which led us into thinking afresh about our vision and creating our River Vision Wheel. In this season, can I suggest some prophetic R's for us? Refreshing, re-inspiring, reshaping, reimagining River, not simply rebuilding, just going back to the old, but pressing forward into the new in the light of the year that we have just had. So I just ask us the same question I started with. Do we want this year to be like last year? Or are we ready for God to do something new in our church and in our lives with him? So those two things said, our vision and the prophetic call on us. How do we pioneer as the River people of God in 2021? So this is where we've got two pieces of really exciting news to share with you. And the first strand of pioneering as River in 2021 is investing in and developing online church for River, creating a digital strategy to reach out evangelistically, to help people meet, know, and follow Jesus. But also to move those people from that first contact with River to taking next steps that connect them into our churches where they can be discipled and grow in their faith. And not only that, but equipping and resourcing our four River churches, our River family as one. And it will be something that expresses the beating heart of River Church Online. Our DNA, our vision that we've just talked about, our values. Now, all four of our River churches were forced online to one degree or another by the pandemic. And gathering together in person can never be replaced. And I am not suggesting that. But I believe that we do need to embrace the fact that bringing the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are includes the online space, because that is where we all are. And I do believe that the future of church is a hybrid, a beautiful hybrid of online and in person, where that online element is like, think of it like a front door into River for the curious, and a place where those who are too hesitant yet to come in person can stop, find Jesus, begin to be discipled, learn about us. But also, not just a front door, but like a side door almost for all of us in the River family to help connect us with one another and the mission of our church, as well as equip us, disciple us, and resource us all through a week, not just on a Sunday. I do really believe that online church could be so exciting for us, a lifeline for some and a fantastic resource for the rest of us. And I am so excited to see what Holy Spirit is going to do through it. And the second thing that we're wanting to pioneer in is in bringing through new generation leadership. A new generation who can take us to new places with their courage, their strength and fresh approach. And you know, if you've spent any time with me, leadership development is just totally something I love. And this is has a really special place in my heart. Now, as we've been exploring, as I've been praying this year through both of those two things, it has seemed clear to me and to the senior team that one person was being highlighted by Holy Spirit who could fulfill both parts of those in 2021 for us. And that person is Adam Chisnell from River Maidenhead. So, starting last week, Adam has been working for River now full time. He will be spending 3 days a week developing, exploring online church for River. And for 2 days a week, he will be co-leading River Maidenhead with me as a developing and emerging leader. And I've reduced my days from 5 to 4 at the moment to make space for that. I am really excited about these two things. And I know that many of you probably don't know Adam too well. So what I did was I asked Keith Graffin, king of Zoom interviews, to interview Adam so that we could all get to know him a little bit more and hear his heart for online church. So they talked just a couple of days ago, and here is their interview.
Good morning, River Church, and thank you for joining us this morning. I've been asked and given the privilege to interview Adam to find out a little bit about what's happening across River Church and some of the things that are going to go on this year. So that's exciting. My name's Keith Graffam. I'm part of the Marlow River Church, a long-standing member, for those of you who don't know. And apparently the interview with Lindsay West that happened at the last joint meeting went well, so they've asked me to do this one as well. But there we go. We'll see. So, Adam, welcome. Sorry you've been lumped with me.
Not at all.
Might be useful just introduce yourself. For those that don't know you, just tell us a bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in rural Oxfordshire, and what was it, about 3.5 years ago, myself and my wife Beth, who runs the youth work for the Maidenhead Church, we moved to this area and settled. We found River. We found River online. We were searching for churches as we settled here. I moved here with work. Yeah, so I was working for a production company called SFL who do live events, and that brought us down from Dudley, which is where we were beforehand, working with Saltmine Theatre Company. So we moved down to this area. We were looking for houses around the place. So we were looking in Reading and further afield, and we came across a rental place in Maidenhead, and it really stuck out for us. And from there, we were looking for churches in the area, and that drew us to River Church itself.
Brilliant. So just to give us briefly, when you said you're working, some people will know what Saltmine is and some won't. So just briefly tell us what that is and what your role was and sort of some of your background in that sense.
Yeah, so Saltmine is a Christian theatre company with a tagline of faith motivated arts. They do a lot of national theatre tours and productions like Screwtape Letters and John Newton's story. They have had commissionings from YMCA and Mother's Union. So that's one part of what they do. And the other part they do is a lot of work in schools doing theatre and education. Those productions are all based around problems like internet safety and bullying and knife crime, things like that, often getting commissionings from local police authorities.
Excellent. So you So you've joined River Church about three and a half years ago. Obviously, you've grown up in the church. So what's your kind of heart? Why did you choose River Church? What's your heart for church? What do you see church as?
First and foremost, I see church as a family. It is where you can go and connect with like-minded people, learn and grow and love and worship together. We're drawn to River Church. The teaching was fantastic and the worship was really drawing. And we just felt so welcomed on the first day. Like literally the first day, Beth went by herself because I was away. It was during the summer, so I was away working with festivals. And I believe she got invited around the Duncan's house for some lunch. And I think the next week we went back again. And again, warmly welcomed at the door by friendly faces, introduced to people, and the Middletons, Mark and Ruth, took us out for lunch that day as well. And it was great just to connect with people. And yeah, we just fell in love with the community and the teaching and the heart behind everything that River has.
Brilliant. I mean, I obviously I've been part of River Church for many years now, seen lots of changes, and I would wholeheartedly support your view of family and the fact that River Church is a very welcoming place, whichever expression of River you have, which is fantastic. And I think at the moment the church is experiencing a time which like never before in terms of, you know, not being able to meet and what have you. And how have you found that personally, but also kind of what's your take on that as for us as a church in terms of what we should be looking to do during this time?
I think we're in really troubling, challenging times, but I think we need to grasp this as an opportunity to grow and develop. As far as with the church, we've strived to put our churches online. We're all doing online things that we've never done before. We've had people stepping up left, right and centre in meeting leading and challenges around the worship. And just getting it online, getting it accessible. And I think that's fantastic. And it's laying a foundation for the future. Church is meant to be out there and accessible by everyone. And if people can't make it to our church front door, then they need to make it to our digital front door. So I see this as a stepping stone, a little leapfrog. In some ways, we're playing catch up with online, where other churches have been doing it before, or you've seen other organisations really excelling at it. And in other ways, we're just pushing forward and hopefully being an example to other churches about how we can excel in doing online and integrating church into our online lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it definitely is a challenging time, but it feels like it's a massive opportunity as well. And certainly with the work that I do with 24/7 prayer, we're connecting with lots of churches that are having to find new ways of adapting, but are certainly finding fruit within that. And certainly like Online Alpha has been phenomenal. And they've seen, you know, thousands and thousands of people become Christians in certain churches in America. They've seen, you know, massive response to COVID in terms of supporting people with food banks and whatnot, and they've seen thousands come to Christ through that as well. So I think there's definitely opportunity for the church here, and also I feel like as River Church it gives us an opportunity to, you know, feel as part of one again and kind of create that DNA of River Church in a whole new way. So I think there's, you know, there's obviously some thoughts and planning that's gone on. Do you want to just explain a little bit without going into too much detail, but do you want to just explain some of the overriding sort of ambitions of what you're looking to do and what that will mean for River Church and the members of River Church?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess my heart behind taking church online is twofold. It is, firstly, it's outreach. It's making the church accessible. Either that's our website and people finding it easier, people being able to access our online content easier through whatever way that is, you know, through social media and things like that. But also put out like daily vlogs and things like that, where people are very clickable, shareable things, where our church family can be, you know, very happy to say, oh, you know, this is great. Why don't you check this out? And it's little 5-minute videos. It can also be an actual online church itself for developing Christians, for people that are established in their faith but can't access church on a weekly basis because of working hours. I was struggling with that. I couldn't make church every single week, but if I was able to access a digital church, which felt like a church rather than just listening to a sermon, and where you can grow and connect with people, you know, that would be a big advantage. And those people who are elderly members of our congregation who couldn't potentially make it out the house that week because of bad weather conditions or hospital appointments, things like that. People where the entirety of River, they're seeing one church as an online format where it doesn't matter what congregation you're part of, you see it as part of your home. And secondly, it's a resource for our current members. It's going deeper into your faith. It is a 5-minute video from whoever was speaking live that week, going deeper into that message, or online prayer meetings, or resources for home groups to dig deeper into, created by us, streamlined for us, to go alongside our teaching material. It can be anything, you know. The dreams are only just beginning. This is very much an exploring role. It's about getting the most out of what we're doing and just opening up our arms to God, saying, you know, where do you want us to go? You know, what can we do? What can we do better? What can we start that's fresh and new?
I mean, it's very exciting, isn't it? Because it feels like lots of things have been thrown up in the air and we've got a chance to kind of decide where certain things land or move things around. And there's definitely a sense in which, you know, and I'm sure you would say that we don't know what this looks like in 6 months or a year. We don't quite know, but we do know that it's not going to go back to where it was. And so we have to accommodate, you know, like you say, people that can't get to physically get to church or are in a different geography that want to engage with River Church. And it feels like what we're trying to achieve here is taking all the great things about River Church and all the DNA of River Church and the great people that we have in River Church and the resources, and making them available not only to River Church members but to people that want to access the church. And that could be a good gateway into kind of forming stronger relationships in the future. Do you know if people are watching this and they're getting excited like I am, is there a way in which they can engage in this? And, you know, what might it look like, and when might me expect to start to see some of this in action? Have you got thoughts on that? Is there anything you kind of want to say to the sort of people watching in terms of what to expect or how to get involved?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this will be a team effort, you know. Although I'm graced with a position to head this and front this, you know, there will need to be a whole new volunteer team of people that are creative and excited around this. And for those people who don't feel that those set of skills really support them, it's getting involved online. It's sharing that content. It's making those brave steps in making those communications with people, maybe at work, that they've been really trying to, you know, get to an alpha course or wanting to tell them about your faith, but actually, you know, a quick link video which is shared on Facebook or directing them to a YouTube page can sometimes be an easier way of connecting people to faith than trying to invite them into a church, which I know some people really struggle with crossing that boundary, that threshold. But actually, people feel in a safer space in their own home online. I think that's where we've seen our churches really flourish and grow during the last, well, getting towards 12 months now, isn't it? Where people have been able to connect with a church when they haven't felt brave enough to enter that building in the first place. So it requires everyone. I'm always open for phone calls and suggestions and emails. I'll put my email on the screen here so anyone can contact me anytime. But yeah, I would just love to get to know people, create a team to forge, you know, a good starting place. And as for when things are going to come out, as soon as possible, as and when things are ready and can go forward, you can, you know, this isn't necessarily going to have a launch date. You know, conversations have started, content's starting to be created, ideas are forming, and if nothing else, guys, keep us in your prayers. You know, give us any prophetic words that you have, any words of encouragement or challenges you have. You know, why don't we do things this way, or can we try this? Always up for that.
Amazing, brilliant. I think you know, I'm really excited about it. I think it's fantastic that River Church are doing this. I think it will enhance what we're doing. I've been really excited during this last sort of 8-9 months that we've seen lots of people who used to come to River Church and moved away from the area, re-engaging with the church. I've been excited that we've been able to send links to the meetings and to some of the talks to friends that have been going through tough times that have been relevant to them. And I think, you know, being able to make that easier and do that more across the whole of River Church as a complete organisation is just fantastic. So I'm really excited about what you're doing, and I want to be a part of it and support you as much as we can. And I just ask anyone that's watching this to make sure that you do, you know, contact Adam if you think you've got something to offer or something to help. If you've got questions, I'm sure more will be said about this as time goes on, and you'll start to see the benefits and the fruit of Adam's work. And it's just great to have you a part of it, and just thank you for what you're doing, and look forward to seeing how it all pans out and the bigger footprint that River Church is going to have. So thanks very much, Adam.
No, thank you.
Great, wasn't that fantastic to hear all that? And thank you, Keith, for that excellent interview. I have to say, I'm loving your festival vibe there. I think it's clear you are missing wildfires, possibly more than anybody else. So it was great to hear from Adam there in that interview. He is here live on the call. So Tim, I think, is going to bring him in now, spotlight Adam as well. And it would be, hey, Adam and Beth, good morning, guys. It would, of course, be fantastic for us as a church to get behind Adam and Beth and pray for them this morning. This is a really exciting and significant time for them and for us as River Church. And what I'd have done is I asked Colin if Colin would draw together some prophetic friends and do what he does so fantastically and lead us in a time of prophetic prayer for Adam and Beth. Colin, over to you.
Hello, good morning, guys. I'm so excited by what's been shared this morning. Okay, I just want to say to you that I love the way that you're stewarding River's vision at the moment. Fantastic, thank you. And Adam, as Carrie said, I've been talking to some friends here and overseas and getting some input from the Lord for you in these days. For me personally, I look back on words that have been given me, and they feed me through the ministry, and they're going to do that for you. The words that you receive today are going to nourish you for years to come, and I thank God for them. I want to start off by reading a few words from a friend of mine, Linda Ward, who leads a pioneer church in Ealing, west of London. And this is what she said to you. These guys obviously don't know you. They just had your name. And I'll give them a little bit of a headline about what your title will be, but that's all. Anyway, she heard this. I was immediately captured by your name, Adam, meaning mankind from the earth. There is something very grounded and down to earth about you, with the ability to relate to and connect with people. This is a special gift, especially within a leadership context. Cherish how God has wired you, as it may feel overwhelming at times, especially COVID times, as God will enable you to draw alongside and draw out the most unlikely of people. You have the ability to shape, chisel, craft, reshape, taking what is and reshaping it afresh with beauty. You'll be able to do this with precision, skill, faithfulness, and humility, as God has anointed you for this time. And you've been prepared by your maker in heaven. That's from Linda. And that last thing there, I just wanted to highlight, Adam. Normally, at this time of the meeting, we'd be pouring oil on you. And you would feel the anointing running down. And maybe if you had a beard, it'd be like Aaron's beard. You'd feel the anointing of God on you. But like Paul, when he was far away from the sick, sometimes he would lay hands on handkerchiefs and pray for them. This is your anointing today. You're being anointed by God. Regardless of what's gone on in the past, today is a special day to receive a fresh anointing from the Lord. I also was been praying for you, and I've received a number of things. I want just to pray over you now. First of all, a couple of verses from Isaiah I want to read over you. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Adam, and he who formed you, and Mr. Chisnell, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom and Ethiopia and Seba in your place. You are precious in my sight. And from chapter 45, it says, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Adam, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight, and will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord who call you by name. I am the God of Israel. And for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have called you by your name. And it says a little bit later that they may know me from the rising of the sun to the setting, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. And these are the words he gave me for you, Adam. First of all, I just want to say it's a privilege for me to be working with you during lockdown. In fact, it's been a joy as I've seen you take what I and what others have given you and add value to it. In your hard work in helping take Maidenhead online, you've shown you're a true son of your father, taking what you're given and multiplying it to feed many. You're also a man of peace, able to keep your head when others cannot. With humility and a servant heart, you calmly find ways to overcome, because you know who is with you. Jesus loves your humble heart, your servant heart, and he will always help you overcome. You see, God stands in the way of the proud, but raises the humble to places they never dreamed they could reach. His favor rests on you, Adam. You're a man full of the Holy Spirit, and he's raising you up at this time to greatly bless those you serve. When I was praying for you, I saw you as a creative chef, taking the good old ingredients of the gospel and cooking up new recipes to help this generation taste and see that God is good. You've been in training, and whilst that will continue and your cooking will continue to improve, it's time for you to be thrust out into the harvest field for people to taste the goodness already being created. You don't need to feel like you know the way or have all the answers right now. But as you put your hand in his, he will guide you when you need it. God is with you, Adam. And in this ministry, just like we've seen he's been with the early church, as we've been reading through Acts recently, the Spirit was always leading them further and faster than they would otherwise go. And that will be true of you too. Through persecution, they saw their enemies, those opposed to them, the Samaritans, come to faith and become family. Through supernatural guidance, they saw Gentiles, people thought to be far from God, experience God's presence and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Through roadblocks and dead ends, they reached out overseas and saw churches planted in new people groups among the Macedonians and the Greeks. Through arrest and lockdown or prison, timing is everything. Sorry about that. Through prison and lockdown, that they witnessed to rulers and those in power, to kings and the emperor. Even so, through pandemic and lockdown, he's now pushing his church into new ministries and regions. So through persecution, times of trial or difficulty, through roadblocks, dead ends and lockdown, know that God is with you and will guide you. You're working with him to see new peoples come to faith, to communicate good news to the poor, to speak to power, and to see churches started amongst people some consider far off. Finally, I hear Jesus say, this is his burden, it's not yours. Allow him to carry it for you. He will help you build little by little, slowly but surely, because this is a ministry that will be important to the whole of River, and it will be passed on one day. The Lord bless you, Adam, and bless the work of your hands.
Thank you so much.
Those are the words that God gave me for you, Adam. And now I just want us, Kerry, can we just all pray? I don't want everybody to turn their microphones on, that'd be crazy. But if we could just all spend a f- the next minute or so just praying for Adam and Beth and their marriage and their ministry. That would be fantastic. And so I'll lead, and you guys can all join in with your own prayers at home. But Father, I'm so excited by today. I hope folk can catch that, Lord Jesus. But I am really genuinely excited by what River is embarking on today as you push us by your Spirit into new areas. And we say yes to that, Lord God. We want to partner with you in this online church. And Father, we may not understand it. We may have loads of questions about that, but we give them to you and know that you're going to lead us just as you did the early church to crazy outcomes where they see their enemies come to faith and become family, where they see people far off come to faith. Lord God, we believe for that as a result of this ministry. We believe you're going to reach many, many thousands of people, Lord God, through online church in these days, millions around the world. But we pray that to be part of that. So we pray you bless Adam, that you anoint him today, that he knows he's anointed by you for this role to proclaim the good news, Lord God, of your kingdom, to proclaim the good news that you love humanity, that you're with us and that you're working for good in all things. Help him to know that and give him great wisdom, Lord God, in his building, just as you gave Moses with the tabernacle, just as you gave Solomon with the temple. Lord God, give him great wisdom in building something which will bring glory to Jesus and see many, many people come to a living, vibrant, hope-filled, joy-filled, free, gloriously free faith in Jesus Christ. Bless him, Lord God, and bless him and Beth and their marriage and their new home. Watch over them, we pray. Guard them, protect them, honor them. Let your grace and your favor be outrageously poured out on everything that they are and do, Lord God. That everyone who knows them will say, yes, God is with them. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Colin. And Adam, we just commission you today. We commission you into this new leadership role. We set you apart for it and we bless you. And Lord, we just say, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bless you, my friend. And now, back to Simon.
Thank you, Kerry. Well, I hope you're excited. We've been a part of this journey for a little while, and I'm definitely excited. But it's not the only thing we're doing in River this year. So you've heard about River Online. We're also expanding our CAP ministry. Paul Ratton's joining Gary with a focus on Marlow. And we've seen some tremendous, tremendous results already with what we've been doing with CAP. So it's something else that we trust the Lord will bless as we release the captives, release them physically from debt, but also release them into life. The work at the Hub and Englefield Green will continue. You know, we've seen grants dry up as these things, as lockdown has tightened financial situations, but we're determined to push through and serve that community. We want to establish a hardship fund. There's a whole pile of things that we want to do to extend our ministry into the communities that we live and work in. But you know what? We can't leave it to the professionals, the paid people in River, to do all of this. We're all a part of that royal priesthood. Each one of us called to be salt and light, a place where heaven touches earth. So what part will we play this year? Well, a couple of thoughts. We can give. You know, the New Year's a great time to review our financial commitment to the work of the kingdom. This year, as a church, we're going to dig into our reserves. You know, traditionally, we've built a reserve and we're blessed to have a reserve. But this year, we're going to dig into our reserves and put seed corn money into making sure that River Online is successful, that we can grow our CAP ministry, that we can support the Hub, that we can create these hardship fund. So if you'd like to review your financial commitment and want to know more about how to do that, go to the website riverchurch.org.uk and look for the tab giving. But we can do more than that. Jesus asked that we be salt and light, bringers of the kingdom wherever we are, using our talents and time. So what does that mean for you and me? What's the Holy Spirit saying to you right now? Father God, I just ask that you would reveal through your Holy Spirit what it is that you would have each of us, Lord, as members of this River family, pioneering in this coming year, that we may see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.